Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Where do you work, Peter?
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Well, our culture's most popular pastime, as we know, is complaining, especially about stress.
Now we're stressed out.
Now, our second favorite hobby is to come up with trendy new labels for common human experiences. What if we could whine about our stressful lives while also inventing a new label for something people have always done? That would be the modern dream. That's the holy grail. And that's what brings us to the hot new trend called quiet quitting. This is a major topic of conversation on TikTok, especially where people are too burned out to do their jobs, but not too burned out to record TikTok videos talking about how burned out they are. So here's one viral TikTok video giving more details about this revolutionary new concept.
Everybody's talking about quiet quitting and how it's the new negative talent crisis. I think it's a good thing. The youngest generations at work are rejecting the idea of hustle culture or framing your entire life around some dream job. With quiet quitting, you're doing what you're paid for and not more. And it's about setting boundaries. I see this as a healthy evolution that can actually equalize the employee-employer relationship more.
First of all, doing the bare minimum at work is not some unique, quirky new approach to life. We don't need a label for it. It's called lazy.
You're lazy and you're stupid.
Second, if you want to do the bare minimum, that's fine. That's mediocrity. If you want to live a mediocre life, you're welcome to it.
Shut your mouth, you mediocre clarinet player.
Mediocre?
Many people before you have chosen that path, and many people after you will do the same. That's why it's mediocrity. And if you're doing the bare minimum at work, refusing to go above and beyond and not pursuing anything else notable with your life, then you will be unsuccessful and, again, mediocre.
We do the bare minimum. Sometimes people die.
You will not flourish financially or in any other way. Being lazy will extract a payment from you, whether you like it or not. And what you are giving up in exchange for ease of life is any chance of doing anything notable, interesting, or great with your life.
You are the chosen one!
Because the notable, interesting, and great things are done by people who give more of themselves than is required. You'll be a quiet quitter, fine. Don't come around later complaining about your lack of success. Don't become envious of the people more successful than you. You wanted to quiet quit, okay? You wanted to put in less effort. You aimed low and you got what you wanted. You have no right to resent people who aimed higher than you. Third and final point, related to the first two points. I am not suggesting that you should stay forever in a job you hate, pouring yourself into it year after miserable year. If you hate your job and you feel unfulfilled by it, if you feel that it's not making use of your talents, if you think it's a dead end, et cetera, then go chase something better. If you just don't want to work at all, then you're a lazy, overgrown child.
Goo goo guy guy.
As long as you maintain that attitude, you're destined, as previously discussed, to be a mediocre failure and a disgrace and an embarrassment to your family and everyone who knows you. But if you're willing to work and yet you feel that your work right now is wasted or futile or pointless, then go and pursue a new opportunity. What matters is whether you're doing work that is meaningful to you and which utilizes your talents, skills, and efforts. And it's a lot better than being a lazy bum, also known as a quiet quitter. Is that dark spot on your face still bothering you? Or what about the liver spots on your hands, neck, and chest? Well, now you can watch them disappear safely and quickly in 3 quick minutes. Introducing the GenuCell Dark Spot Corrector. Their 3-step, 3-minute dark spot luxury system does exactly what it sounds like by using their Cristal's microdermabrasion before the dark spot corrector and finishing with a touch of the collagen building GenuCell 15. You'll see the dark spots disappear before your very eyes, but don't take my word for it. If you're not blown away with the results, you'll get 100% of your money back, no questions asked. So go to genucel.com/WalshYT, order the new dark spot treatment system today, and say goodbye to those pesky spots tomorrow. That's genucel.com/WalshYT. And now the makers of Quiet Quitting are back with a new hit called #ActYourWage. This is another viral trend, which is essentially the same thing as Quiet Quitting, sort of taking the Marvel approach where the sequel is a carbon copy of the original. The Act Your Wage trend, which has taken off on TikTok, is apparently best explained by this viral video, which has millions of views, from TikTok user Sarai Marie. Let's take a look.
Do you even know how to do your job? I don't understand what... Hey, Veronica, I'm going to have you take this home and work on it tonight, okay? Respectfully, Susan, I'd rather spend time with my family. Veronica, did you just decline the Zoom meeting that's at 6:30 tonight? Oh, yeah, I did. I did do that. Yeah, because it's outside of my working hours, 9 to 5, so I won't be attending. All right, Veronica, I do need you to be available during your vacation, okay?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Okay, Veronica, I'm gonna need you to complete all of this today. Susan, do I look like two people to you?
No.
Oh, okay, just making sure. Because that looks like the work of two people, right? Right? And I'm one. I'm just one person, right? And it's time to go home! 5:00! Hey, thank you, bye!
It would appear that acting your wage means being so grating and annoying and shrill that you end up sitting alone in an empty corner of the office because everybody else has jumped out the window. Now, we should first note here, as we did with the quiet quitting trend, that proponents of this approach do, in theory, make a couple of valid points. So it's true that you should have a life outside of work. It's also true that you need to know how to set boundaries, not just at work, but in general, so you don't get taken advantage of. But both of these potential positives are ultimately neutralized because, for one thing, there is no real value in ensuring that you have extra time outside of work if you aren't going to spend that extra time doing something enriching and worthwhile.
I am not chugging beer. I'm sampling a flight of gluten-free German lagers with a French wine pairing.
So most of these people will just go home and scroll through TikTok. That's how they're spending their extra time.
Who's my babe? Who's my princess?
Who's the most what the f*** is this?
We heard in the video that Veronica wanted to spend more time with her family. But the problem is that these days, most people in their 20s don't have families. So by family, they really mean their couch, their phone, and their HBO Max subscription. Second, setting boundaries is important. But in the adult world, you need to know how to do that with a certain amount of tact and diplomacy.
You call this a diplomatic solution?
No, I call it aggressive negotiations.
What the video is recommending is that employees act like a bunch of spoiled toddlers, turning up the smarmy level to 100, screeching like overgrown bats, and acting offended that their boss would even ask them to do a little bit extra. See, you can't, this is what you have to understand, kids. You cannot talk to your boss that way. You might wish that you could, but you can't.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
And if you've made yourself expendable, that's gonna be a problem for you. And making yourself expendable, it's certainly one way to approach life. The other way to approach it is to strive to be indispensable. But that takes effort and it takes talent. And here's an important point, it takes time. But here's the good news. If you're a younger person, and you're just starting out in your career, the deck has been cleared. Okay, many of your peers are settling for mediocrity already. They haven't even tried yet. And they've decided that there's no point in trying. This is an opportunity for you if you're not one of those people. As long as you have slightly more fortitude and a slightly better work ethic than all those other losers, you have an opportunity. And that'll do it for today. Godspeed.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working.